I want to say a few words today on behalf of all those noble people out there who teach our boys and girls. I was also a teacher a long time ago, and it was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, and also one of the most challenging. I remember the morning a kid named Thomas suddenly became ill. He lost his breakfast, consisting of at least a dozen eggs, with no warning to his fellow students or to me. I can still recall 32 sixth graders racing to the far corners of the room and acting like they were going to throw up. One little girl said, "I wouldn't talk, Norbert. You did it last year." Then there was the afternoon a 12-year-old girl named Doris asked if I wanted to play a game of tetherball. "Sure," I said. It was a big mistake. Doris was a tetherball freak. Right there in front of every kid on the playground, she drew back and spiked the ball with all her might and just drove it up my nose. I never even saw it coming. She had my nose vibrating like a tuning fork. It was hard on the pride of a 24-year-old wannabe jock, I can tell you. But that wasn't the toughest thing about teaching. I found that it takes tons of patience and love and skill and dedication to do that job right. So let me tip my hat today to those men and women out there who are heading back to the classroom at this time of the year. The future is in your hands.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.